Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
How you doing?
Yeah, ace. 9:14, let's keep her going here. It is time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump.
It's not close anymore. You're just making noise.
It's like my tongue
stuck. It's not French. Morning Dump Part 2. How about that?
It's brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Yeah, and pump
it. If you don't like it, Brock, you can get out.
In the words of Aldo Nova, what's your fantasy? Your fantasy? Apparently, a lot of us are hiding our fantasies. What? A new survey found that 1 in 3 people who are in a relationship have a kinky fantasy they have not told their partner about. Number one, doing it in public. I don't know why. Number two, handcuffs, other forms of bondage. Number three, role-playing. Number four, foursomes. Number five, backdoor action. Hey! Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on there.
Hey,
what?
What's the deal with the handcuffs thing? I never really understood it. What are you, just like police officers or something? You like?
It's more of a control thing. So control. I've been handcuffed a time or two. Yeah. It's not bad.
I don't know if that's that's something I'd volunteer for, Brock.
Here's what you got to do though: is you can't just use handcuffs with anybody. Okay, if it's some girl you just met and like you're at her place, she's like, "Oh, I got some handcuffs." No. Or if a lady like brings handcuffs or she has them in her purse, just whenever, that's the kind of lady that could rob you and leave you handcuffed.
No, that's when you wake up in a bathtub and your kidney's gone. You wake up in a bathtub full of ice. That's what's going to happen. You're going to get cuffed. You're going to pass out. What happened?
Hey,
you're going to time travel to the next day in a bathtub. Full of ice.
Still had sex, right? That counts. Doesn't matter. Had sex. Look, long story short, folks. If you got some fantasy, some kinky stuff, just be open with your partner, all right? If they're not into it, that's fine. You know, maybe don't go like just, you know, swinging for the fence right away with like your deepest, darkest fantasy. Maybe ease into it. Start with some smaller ones and then, you know, build to it. Build to it. You don't want to come off as a weirdo.
My wife's got a weird thing for John Cena.
It's not that weird. I mean, just give it time. She's going to leave you for John Cena. God, I'm going to laugh. That's just so funny.
Hey, if she gets rich, do I get any of that money?
No, you don't. You don't. Because everyone's been good. You should have left him sooner for John Cena, all right? We don't know
what
to
do. She's got to be rich before. Yeah, before. Yeah.
You know, John Cena's just going to come there. He's going to kick down your door, beat the hell out of you, pick your wife up in one arm because he's so much stronger than you. He's like,
he's gonna come and they're gonna go off into the sunset on that Experian cow that he's on that commercial.
Totally worth it. Yeah, he's got that Experian money now too, man. God,
you know,
she is totally gonna leave you for John Cena. But all right, so there you go.
Somebody's
kinky
gonna be mooing. Yeah.
Kinky fantasies. Lastly, dude, this is crazy. So apparently, Lamborghinis. Are basically all sold out. As of this point right now, every vehicle that is going to be made by Lambo up until November of this year is sold. That's it. They're sold out, which, what the hell,
Lamborghinis,
man?
Lamborghinis are pretty sweet, dude. I got to admit, it's probably one of my favorite supercars. I've always liked the Lamborghinis growing up. That was kind of like my era. There was the Dodge Viper and then the Lamborghinis.
That's great, but where's all these people getting all this money to start buying Lambos left and right, man?
That's it, dude. Money's being given away now. You haven't heard? Have you been around for the past year? Dude, people are just getting free money.
But not enough for make payments on a $200,000 car.
Here's another thing. I think people are starting to realize it. Like, yeah, I'm just going to go put a loan out for a Lamborghini because money really doesn't mean much anymore. Like people are starting to understand that it's just getting thrown around. It's just a note at this point. Yeah, it's just a piece of paper.
Even that, though, again, like, are they leasing Lamborghinis? I didn't think that was a car you could get on lease, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
if you got money, you can get what you want.
Yeah, I just want to buy, like, a Fiero. That's what I think. I think people are going too hard with the Lambo. You're trying too hard. You're compensating. Just get a Fiero. Chicks dig Fieros, man.
Yeah, chicks also dig Lamborghinis, bro.
Not as much as Fieros. Not as much as Fieros. Besides, the girls that dig Fieros are definitely going to get into those weird kinky things that we just talked about, okay?
So You're absolutely right.
The chicks that like the Lamborghinis, they're just going to lay there, all right? It's the girls that are hopping in Fieros that are like, oh, my God, you're going to
go ahead with your toothless wonder and your Fiero. I'm going to hang out in my Lamborghini.
I got my mullet, my Fiero. I'm getting it, son. all right, so there you go. You got kinky fetishes and Lamborghinis. That is your morning dump right there. We're going to be back.